This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, it's a Tuesday. It's hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A snow day here in Connecticut, except for us. Through rain or snow or sleet. Seton, what's the motto of a postman?
Hail, yeah.
Hail in there, too.
Yeah, throw hail in there.
How long were you a postman?
I don't know if I made it 2 years.
Okay.
Maybe. I put in a decent shift, though.
Who's had more interesting jobs, you or Paulie? Who's had more jobs?
Oh, different.
Yeah. But, Seton, you were you worked as a baggage handler at the airport?
I did, yeah, yeah. I worked out, like, on the runway for, you know, doing, like, the cones and throwing bags and stuff like that.
But were you, did you have the flashlights?
Yeah,
were you,
yeah, yeah.
You're landing us? You're waving us
oh,
in?
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing you right in. Bringing you right in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did all that.
You know, I never really noticed the person who was bringing us into the gate.
How's it make you feel knowing it was somebody like me?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I'm going, I got to start looking at
a much younger me, too. Like a me at like 22 or 20. So like, that's not the me you wanted doing that.
Yeah. Hung over, you know, bringing the plane into the gate. Yes, Todd.
All of a sudden, he's got an itch, and the next thing you know, it's crashing right into the gate because he's moving and scratching his face with the thing.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Right, clear your throat. Yes, Paulie.
That seems like a somewhat serious job, waving in planes. I thought he just did baggage, which seems... wouldn't you have to have some type of training to wave in huge jets?
Well, I mean, it's not like you're not waving them out of the air. All you're really doing is getting them to, like, stop at a certain point on the runway. It's really not all that complicated.
Come on, don't be so modest.
Okay, fine, yes, all right. I'm a rocket scientist. Gosh.
Okay, but yeah. Are you trained on how to use the orange flashlights or whatever they are?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really doesn't take that. It's really not all that complicated.
Is it more for show?
No, no, no. I mean, it's got a real like reason behind it. And if you mess it up, it's not looked upon kindly. But it's really not that complicated.
Well, how do you screw it up?
Like if you have them stop before the certain spot, then it's a big problem. If you have them stop after the spot, it's an even bigger problem. You kind of got to guide them in so they don't smash their wings on things. It's, you know, it's teamwork.
Yes, Todd.
So you're asking, would the pilot ultimately know where to stop? Worst case scenario, if that person didn't show up or wasn't paying attention, the pilot would somehow figure out how to stop, I would think, without crashing into something.
You just put the brakes on this segment.
Twice.
Yeah. Land the plane, Todd.
Someone wave you off.
Land the plane.
I gotta get me some of those the red yellow things or whatever. The orange things.
That's all right. We're 3 minutes in.
Yeah. So
today'll get better.
Yeah, it will. Keep your head up.
So what they really do just to land the plane on this segment. there's like an X on the ground.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get that front wheel to hit the X, so a pilot would have absolutely no idea. They would have a rough idea of where to stop, but you have to get it right on that X so that when they hook the thing up, you know what I mean, people can get off the plane, but it has to line up exactly, so that's what's happening.
The jetway gets hooked up.
Yeah, the jetway has to get hooked up to the door.
When you're going, hey, you got to hook that thing up to the thing.
Yeah, you know, the thing, the jetway that you walk off of.
All righty. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Make sure you sign up for the Dan Patrick Show newsletter, and it doesn't cost anything. Go to danpatrick.com, put your email address in there, slides out, bottom right corner. The backroom guys do a wonderful job with the newsletter. They send out a recap of the show, and you might get a heads up on when the next batch of Tailgate Moonshine is coming out. This program brought to you by the great folks at Dollar Shave Club. Get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club, available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. All right, got a poll question today. Got a play of the day coming up. We got Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, a little later on. Jalen Rose, Mothership NBA analyst, will join us. LeBron out with a foot injury. Although I did see the headline, and this isn't the way you write a headline, because this has emotion in it. LeBron James feared out for several weeks with foot injury. Well, who fears that? Is it a quote from somebody? Because you don't say LeBron James feared out, just LeBron James out with a foot injury, and then it could be a couple of weeks that he's out. But feared, you know, Lonzo Ball and or LaMelo Ball, he broke his ankle last night. I didn't see a headline, feared lost for the season, or feared it could be could impact next season. There was no fear attached to LaMelo Ball's injury. Yes, Paulie.
The Melo Ball injury headline was much less emotional. Hornets star Ball suffers fracture in right ankle.
Yeah.
Standard procedure.
Yeah. Feared out for the year. But you can't use the word feared.
Networks fear LeBron out for season.
Yes.
That's how it should be written.
Yeah. ESPN fears.
They didn't have room for networks.
Skip Bayless fears LeBron out for 2 weeks. Oh, could you imagine? But then it would be the Lakers without LeBron, and when's he coming back, and then the stretch run, and do they have enough wins? Are they going to be play-in? How dangerous are they? You know, all those things. That's how it works. Yes, Marv.
If the Lakers win maybe 3 games in a row, LeBron overrated.
Well,
Michael Jordan's team would never go 3-0 without him.
Yeah, the Lakers are getting 8.5 tonight against the Grizzlies with no LeBron James in there. But LaMelo breaks his ankle. The Hawks have a new head coach, Quinn Snyder. So he leaves Salt Lake, leaves the Utah Jazz, now going to Atlanta. The NFL Combine underway, and Derek Carr is meeting with the Jets, Saints, and Panthers. The Commanders said goodbye to Carson Wentz, the artist formerly known as. You go back to that game against the Rams. He was going to win the MVP. All he had to do is stay healthy. And tried to run it in, blew out his knee, and now here he is at the age of 30, and I don't think he'll ever be a starter again. Now, he might come in for somebody if somebody's injured, but I don't think he's a starting quarterback anymore. And it's not all on him. But this is where we start. We give you the credit. You get the blame as well. And you go back to, there's two things that come to mind with Carson Wentz. First of all, I don't know if he loves football. And that may sound strange. I've said this before. I've been around athletes who are really good at what they do. They don't love what they do. Andrew Luck was really good at what he did. I just don't know if he loved doing it anymore. Carson Wentz. We were in Houston at the Super Bowl. You know, and you know, we had these interactions with players and coaches, and you know, we're talking off air. We're not talking on camera or on the radio. And Carson Wentz, I was like, you know, hey, congratulations. This is his rookie year. And this is, what, 5 years ago. And I said, you know, we were talking. I was like, hey, great year. He goes, I'm so glad it's over. Like, I just want to go hunting. Like, it wasn't one of those where he's like, man, I'm living out my dream. I'm 25. I'm a starting quarterback. Man, I learned so much. I'm going back in. It's like, oh, thank God this is over. And I go, I don't know if he loves football. It was one of those reactionary in the moment. I'm going saying to myself, I can't imagine saying that. But and maybe he was having some fun that it, you know, it was a grind or all those things. But, you know, you had a team that traded up to get you. You're playing well. And what a wonderful, you're living your dream. Oh, so glad it's over. Yeah, see.
Yeah, like that's, you had spent your entire life up until that point working to make this dream come true, and you just spent the last year living out your dream, and your reaction was, God, thank God that's over.
I know.
Thank God that's over.
Yeah, Marv.
Do you think professional athletes get tired of the business of the sport more than the sport itself?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you can get tired of the business when you've made over $130 million. He likes that side of the business, the job. But he seemed to just, he lost his confidence. And, you know, he lost the locker room in Philadelphia. That was also a part of this as well. And, you know, Jalen Hurts was coming. And the Eagles knew it, and they made him expendable. He ended up trading him. You know, I go back to the report I had from a source. Their teams weren't interested in Carson Wentz. I mean, they got, you know, Frank Reich was interested because he was there in Philadelphia. But it wasn't this, we're waiting in line for Carson Wentz. And that was the report that came out, and I refuted that. It was like, my source is telling me, and it was on great authority, There weren't a lot of suitors for Carson Wentz. You know, now you wash out in Indy, you wash out in Washington, and now what do you do? Now where do you go? And do you want to play? You're only 30. He's got his money. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back to 2017, his second year in the league, he was 25. Remember he came in a little older than other guys? He was like 23 and a half when he's a rookie. He was 11-2 as a starter, 33 touchdowns and 7 picks. I mean, that's nuts. He was third for MVP. I can find articles from the summer of 2018. If you could start a team with any quarterback 25 or under, and it was him and maybe two other guys, and everyone loved him. Even in Indy a couple years later, he threw for 27 touchdowns and 7 picks.
Yeah.
And they said he was healthy. It's like his football ability is just cooled or something because he seems healthy unless there's something we don't know.
Those are numbers that are deceiving because I never felt like, boy, that guy's going to lead me to the promised land. And it might not be fair, but, you know, here you have Nick Foles who comes in and has the unbelievable Super Bowl. They had the talent there. But you go back to him running and scoring a touchdown and blowing out his knee against the Rams. And after a while, you know, those hits, and you know, you just get tired of taking them. Sometimes you'll see that guy and you know, an analyst who's on TV or radio go, man, he hung there in the pocket and took that hit. Well, you don't want to, but sometimes you have to. And there are other times when you'll see guys who just kind of roll up in the fetal position. It's like, I ain't taking this hit. Yeah, Paul.
A couple people compared him. If you go back to the draft, when Josh Allen was coming out, they compared him. Smaller school, you know, blah, 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 run and pass. Josh Allen's second year in the league, and he had a good second year. He had 20 touchdowns and 9 picks.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz went 33-7. Do you know how many quarterbacks all time have had those type of numbers in their first 2 years? At least 30 touchdowns, fewer than 10 picks. Two. Carson Wentz and Lamar Jackson. In their first two seasons, having a season with more than 30 touchdowns and fewer than 10 picks.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
We say good morning to those who are watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app if you don't have it. You can watch for free on our radio affiliates. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities around America. Thanks for letting us be part of your day. Seton, the poll question is related to who or what?
Carson Wentz,
oh,
Dan.
Okay.
We could go with Carson Wentz's ... Career is over. Career as a starter is over.
Feared.
It's feared. Yes. Carson Wentz's career is feared over.
Feared over. do I think his career as a starting quarterback is over? I would imagine he would still want to play football, I guess. I just don't know if you say, you know, I'm going home at age 30. And, you know, if I look at what he's made $130 million, I think. But I don't know if he loves playing football or if you love it enough to go through this again and you're going to be a backup quarterback. Yes.
But as a backup, are you really going through it? I mean, you're kind of in the environment. I mean, maybe he's not a guy who loves the environment either. Maybe, you know, he doesn't have like a lot of friends or something. I don't know.
Well, loving the environment, and you have to embrace that environment as a backup quarterback.
Right.
And can he do that? Because I'm sure it was really difficult to look at Jalen Hurts and you're the backup quarterback and you're looking at him and you're going, that was my job. I'm supposed to be doing that.
But don't you have to love the game in order to feel that way?
Yes. Yes. I think you have to be. This is what worried me about Baker Mayfield. Could he be a backup quarterback and then get that, you know, that second chance again? Because, you know, you have that chip on your shoulder. You can't have a chip on your shoulder as a backup quarterback. Like, you have to be accommodating to the starting quarterback. All of a sudden, you're kind of the caddy, and he's the golfer. And I think, imagine your entire life, you've been treated like a star. And you've been a star. And now it's like, yeah, you're backup quarterback. Yeah, Marv.
Doesn't that happen to every single NFL quarterback, though? Because to get to that level, you have to be a star somewhere to even get to the NFL.
Yeah.
So.
But I think there's certain quarterbacks who get to that point where, like Ty Detmer. Ty Detmer was unbelievable at BYU. But then he realized he was going to have to be a backup quarterback. Colt McCoy was a big deal at Texas. But you have to embrace that. And certain guys can. Certain guys, you know, you're just not. Blaine Gabbert. You know, he was supposed to be a great player coming out of college. Now he's a career backup quarterback. Yeah, Marv.
That's why Chase Daniels thrives so much.
Yes.
Like, you want me to do what? For how much?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Put the backwards hat on. High fives.
That's all you need.
Maybe be ready just in case something happens.
Yeah, or look ready. That's all. Give him a clipboard. Look ready. Just in case. Get that visor. You're ready to go. All right, so that's the poll question we have. Carson Wentz. Wow. Very specific.
Yeah, very specific.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Paulie.
The weirdest thing about that 2017 season, it's weird to go back and you look at Carson Wentz. He was cruising. He was on his way to, like, maybe an MVP.
No, he was going to win the MVP.
Yeah. And he gets hurt, and all of a sudden, Nick Foles comes in, goes 3-0 in the playoffs, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. Nick Foles is going to go down in NFL history. He's going to have to be remembered, beating Brady in a shootout, great Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP. Yep. Carson Wentz's career, if nothing else happens, will be kind of an afterthought. But Nick Foles has to be dealt with.
Yeah, because weirdly, he beat Brady. And, you know, in one of those very little defense played Super Bowls. Yes, Marv.
Is he the Derrick Rose of the NFL?
Mm. Well, Derrick Rose was an MVP. Derrick Rose.
Carson Wentz was on his way to win an MVP. Then a knee injury kind of derailed their careers.
Yeah. Well, Derrick Rose must still love basketball because he's still playing.
For the Knicks.
Yeah. Okay. But he's still playing after a couple of really severe injuries. Derrick Rose. And I never thought today I would be comparing Carson Wentz to Derrick Rose.
That old bit.
That, yeah. How many shows are going to do that
today?
How
many more times can we do that?
All right, let me take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up once again. Dave Roberts on the new rule changes. We'll talk to the Dodgers skipper a little bit. And Jalen Rose will stop by and loan from the mothership. Let's take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. The Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Yes. Love it. Nothing but great things to say. They only give me 60 seconds to talk about Simply Safe. I could take a few minutes because 24/7 professional monitoring, and it's going to average out to about less than a dollar a day. So that's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. You can lock, unlock your doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system, and you can do that anywhere. So they have the app for you to be able to do that. Simply Safe is designed, it's cutting edge security technology, and it's powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. No contracts. Yeah. How many other security companies do that where they make you sign, lock you in? Why? Simply Safe doesn't do that. They're like, no. We're with you every waking hour. Even when you're not awake, we're there for you. Customize the perfect system. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. There's no safe like SimplySafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I like it, Marv.
February 28th.
Yep, it's still your month.
That's right, so I had to go out with a bang. But Marv Madness is coming, though, everyone.
I like it, Marv Madness. A little George Clinton.
Correct.
Atomic Dog. Mm. Chase the Cat. That's my favorite. That's my favorite part of that song. Chase the Cat. Okay, who comes up with the concept of that song? Okay, we got something. Now, what's Atomic Dog? What's the reference to? Do we know? Because I don't know if it's a slang for something.
Some of those George Clinton records, you don't know where he was going with some of those.
Well, Parliament. Yeah, I never saw them in concert, but I heard it was wild. Yes, Seton?
I think if you're thinking about being a dog and chasing the cat.
Yeah.
And if you're an atomic level dog.
Oh. Okay.
I think we can follow those strings. Follow
right.
that thread.
Okay. All right. Chase the cat.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, George Clinton.
And he's not a dog. He's an atomic dog.
Oh, yeah. Funkadelic.
That's how I would read into that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Paul?
I'm reading about the song. It came out in 82 when the album was called Computer Games. Popular song in the R&B charts. Doesn't really say the genesis of the song or the backstory of it.
Mm.
Got nominated for some Billboard Video Music Awards.
Yeah. Yes, Paul. Or yes, Todd.
He also says, ain't nothing but the dog in me. Okay. That helps clear things up a little bit. Why must I be like that? Why must I chase the cat? Ain't nothing but the dog in me.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
He said it a little better.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but the dog in me.
I heard Hungry Heart by Springsteen today. I only heard the first couple of notes, and I was like, nope, nah, I'm not starting my day off driving in the snow listening to Hungry Heart by Bruce. Yeah, see.
That's the funny thing about that song now is now you can never actually hear it ever again.
No.
Because you only hear it one way.
Yes. It's And if I would go see Springsteen, and I'm sure that he would play Hungry Heart, I would have to walk out. Yeah. I'd have to go get a beer.
Because there's only one person now who really sings it the way it goes.
Todd does.
Well, all right.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But that's not Hungry Heart.
It's not.
No, it's not. Yes, Paul.
The song Atomic Dog was the, there was a lawsuit. Years later, another band tried to use the phrase, bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay, Dan.
Mm.
And you cannot do that. Not on my watch. And they got sued by George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars.
But what about bow, little bow wow?
That's okay. You can't use the phrase, though.
Oh.
It's more the yippee yo, yippee yay.
Oh, yippee, yeah. Yippee. Yeah. But didn't Bruce Willis
do Die Hard? Die Hard.
Yes, Marv.
They probably had to pay George Clinton for that, too.
You think Die Hard did?
Who knows?
Yeah.
That was yippee kaye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's close enough for a lawsuit.
And then it was MF-er.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different song altogether.
Yeah. His ears perked up for a second. Like, well, lawsuit, maybe? Yippee-ki-yay. Oh, Kaye. Dang.
Oh, he said Kaye.
MF-er. No. Okay.
Chase the cat. Time to play the Derek Carr game. Do we have any music to play the Derek Carr game? And here we go with some music that Marvin is ready. And here we go. It's the Derek Carr game. Paulie?
Reportedly, Derek Carr, former Raiders good quarterback, Hall of good quarterback, is meeting with, in Indianapolis, not with the Colts, with representatives of the Panthers, the Saints, and the Jets.
Jets.
You have to pick today which team will sign Derek Carr. Who would like to go first?
Todd, you go first.
New York Jets.
All righty. Seton O'Connor.
New Orleans Saints.
Ooh. Marv?
Carolina Panthers.
Ooh. Pauly?
I'll go Saints.
Oh, wait, did he already say that the Saints isn't going to happen?
I will not go Saints.
I don't
think so. I think it's his second meeting with the Saints.
Yeah, he went down. He's been going door to door.
Yeah, which is, okay. Is that a good sign?
I don't know. I was wondering, who has leverage? Does Derek Carr say, hey, I'm going to pick one of you three, or... do one of you three want me?
Like, Aaron Rodgers went on a four-day darkness retreat.
Two and a half days.
Okay, 2.5 days, because he's like, look, everybody wants me. I know that I'm good. Derek Carr is doing, like, a self-funded recruiting tour. I don't know that that's a sign that things are going the way maybe he thought they were going to.
But do you think that's the girl who tries too hard when she's going out, as opposed to the woman who shows up and has... a sweatshirt on and a baseball hat. Like, is Aaron Rodgers that woman? We've had some weird references today, and that one's up there as well. It feels like Derek Carr might be trying too hard. Like, he might be too out there, putting himself out there. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is that girl that's fine as wine, no matter what she has on.
Yeah.
And Derek Carr, got my heels on, got my tube top on, got my hair done.
A tube top.
Look, when I was young, the girls were wearing tube tops in my youth.
Good era. Where are the tube tops?
2005.
I know. Yes, Paul.
But if you're the Saints, you've been looking for a quarterback for a couple years now. You're not solidified. I know you got Andy Dalton there, technically, who's a nice player.
And Jameis Winston has one more year, I think, under contract.
That seems like an upgrade for a good roster. I think they won 7 or 8 games last year.
Yeah, but I got the Michael Thomas situation. Alvin Kamara's getting sued for the fight in Vegas. You sold on Dennis Allen as your head coach. What's the identity of that team? It feels like the Jets are on to something. I don't know exactly, but it feels like, okay, there's momentum. You have some younger players. Didn't have a great offense. You did have a great wide receiver. You lost your running back. You didn't have any continuity at the quarterbacking position, and you won 7 games. In a pretty challenging division, and he had a really good defense. I would say Derek Carr to the Jets. I would go Jets there. Yeah, Paul.
If you're the Jets and you had to prioritize,
because I don't have to trade for him either.
Right.
I have to trade for Aaron Rodgers, but I'm going to get Derek Carr at 30 to 35 million. Aaron Rodgers is going to cost me 50. Now, you know, keep in mind, Aaron Rodgers, you know, supposedly had a bad year. Nobody said Derek Carr had a bad year, but if I look at what Aaron Rodgers did, now I know the expectation levels are different, but look at Aaron Rodgers' bad year. What are his numbers this year? And that this was maybe the worst season that he's had. And then look at Derek Carr's numbers. Derek Carr would love to have Aaron Rodgers' numbers. Or if he went to the Jets would be like, we would take Aaron Rodgers' numbers with Derek Carr. Yeah, Pauline.
Aaron Rodgers, 8-9 at the starter, 26 touchdowns and 12 picks. That's by far his worst season since 2010.
And what did Derek Carr do?
Derek Carr, let's see. He had a decent season, 24 touchdowns, 14 picks. His passing percentage was only 61%.
But Aaron Rodgers had his worst season ever, and he had a better season than Derek Carr did statistically.
Yeah, Derek Carr's traditionally like a 28 touchdown, 13 pick guy. Yeah. And Rodgers is closer to like 40-6. I'm not making a joke.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers had a stretch of 10 seasons with 8 or fewer interceptions.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's really nutty, his lack of interceptions for 2011 and 2021.
The short quarterback topic is going to be coming up. I don't know when, but it is. I just want to let you know, 5'11", maybe 5'11 and a half, maybe 5'11 and three quarters, maybe under 5'11 for Bryce Young, Alabama quarterback. Oh, my God. He's going to be the shortest quarterback in the league. He'll be one of the smallest quarterbacks in the league. And that's why, when I said, if I'm the Bears and I know the quarterback I want and I'll go all in on him, then I would consider trading Justin Fields. Absolutely. But I got to get the right quarterback and, can we build around him? Are you going to have Bryce Young in windy conditions in Chicago? Is he going to be able to throw the ball in those conditions? Also, you have to remember this about Bryce Young. We usually get kind of duped into a false sense of greatness at Alabama with the quarterbacks because they do have weapons all around them. So you got NFL players at every position. A.J. McCarron was really good, and I thought he would be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Mac Jones, he had a lot of talent around him, unbelievable talent, wide receivers. And then you had Tua. But I was told yesterday that what Bryce Young did, Bryce Young is the one who was dragging Alabama to victories this year. I mean, go back to that Texas game. They had a loss there. It was coming. But he, I think, did more for them. We're used to seeing Alabama with all that talent, great wide receivers, running back, all those things. Hall of Fame coach. But Bryce Young, it felt like, did more for Alabama this past year because he had to, as opposed to some of the other quarterbacks they've had. Yeah, Paul.
At Alabama, Bryce Young was listed in the program as 6 foot, 194 pounds. Todd McShay of ESPN reported, he got breaking news, he's officially 5'10 and 1/2 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big difference. It's closer to Kyler Murray.
Yeah. But he's a different quarterback than Kyler Murray. He's a better passer than Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, obviously, a little more electric there. I'm looking at, how many pass attempts were batted down last year? Let's see. So, batted down passes for 2022. Let's see. You guys want to take a guess on who had the most passes batted down?
Which quarterback?
Yes. Yeah.
Which quarterback had the most batted down passes game?
Yes.
We need music for this?
Yes.
I haven't played that in years.
We have the same music as the Derek Carr game. Yes, Paul?
I would go Russell Wilson. He had a bad season and he's short. Those are a great combo for
Russell Wilson Jr. the third is third on the list.
Oh! Can't even win that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really
sorry, Russ.
That is
I guess the surprise is that all of these quarterbacks are at least 6'5". Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. Those are three of the top four as far as most passes batted down. Then it's Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen, Davis Mills, Jalen Hurts, Matt Ryan, and Justin Fields. Yes, Paulie.
I have a theory here, and it's pretty clear that if you stay in the pocket, you're much more likely to have your passes batted down than a short quarterback who gets out of the pocket.
And that's why Kyler Murray is down the list. He is 20th. He had only 9 passes batted down. So a lot of times, you know, you in college, you can create passing windows for your quarterback. And I'm sure that this happened with Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma with Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, opening up these windows so you're not throwing over a lineman. You have windows that you can, you know, passing lanes. But in the pros, it's a little bit different. Yes, Seton?
But, like, the thing that really stands out, though, is Justin Herbert, say, had 23 batted passes, but he threw the ball 700 times. Baker Mayfield had almost just as many batted down passes and threw the ball half as much.
Yeah. He had 480. Russell Wilson had 483 attempts. Justin Herbert had 699.
Baker Mayfield threw the ball 335 times and had 16 batted down.
Yep.
That's just three. That's.
That's not a good ratio.
No, that's not a good ratio.
Yes, Todd?
Should they practice that sideways passing that Mahomes does? He's thrown for like 650 times and like less than 10 times being blocked because he has those ways of releasing it in strange ways that like no other quarterback's able to figure out.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Patrick Mahomes is tied for 21st with, let's see. He had 648 attempts. He had only 8 passes batted down. That's a really good ratio. Dang.
Do you guys have a policy on short quarterbacks? Are you anti?
I don't date them.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
blondes.
Yeah. They gotta be at least, you know, 5'7", 5'8". Yeah. Short. Oh, quarterbacks. Okay.
I knew some girls in college that had a short issues. I knew this girl who was 6'1", and the guy had to be taller than her. She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I was 6 foot. I like to think that that was the reason I couldn't get her. Maybe she just made up the policy
for
her.
I only date tall women. Yeah. I'm probably a heightist, you know.
It's quarterbacks.
No, when I dated, too. Oh. Yeah, that you had to be kind of, you had to be at least 5'8", 5'9". Yes, I see.
That when I met my wife, she asked me how old I was because she had a policy that she doesn't date dudes under a certain age anymore. She's like, I'm just not even wasting my time.
Did you lie?
Yeah. No. I was above the age.
Oh, you were.
I was above, yeah, I made it in the window. Yeah. But just barely.
Yeah. Well, when I was 6'3", that's when I was dating. You know, you had to be around 5'8". I had to adjust, you know, since I'm down to about 6'1" now. Yes, Paul.
Has anyone dated a girl that was taller than them?
Yes.
I dated one that was even. And once we went to like one of those formal things, and she wore like the 2.5-inch heels, man, I felt.
Yeah. One girl I dated, she was probably 6'4".
Really?
Yeah.
Low post?
Loved her.
Yeah. Was she an athlete?
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Volleyball?
Yeah. Anywho.
Those were the days.
Hey, by the way, those were the days.
Let's move on.
The older I get, the better I was. Let's put it that way. Speaking of love, thank you to Chat Row for those of you who pitched in and got some gifts for my granddaughter. Because my my daughter-in-law says, do you know Chat Row? And I go, yeah. Well, they sent us some gifts. And I go, oh my God, that's awesome! So thank you for what you do on Chat Row. Thank you for thinking of little Josephine, and now my daughter-in-law knows who Chat Row is. Sort of. We'll take a break. Play of the day is up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app. At FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino
and Rich Davis,
and together we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Jimmy with the rock. Right wing. Tucker in front. He spins off him. Scoops in reverse. Got it! To go, the kiss! From Jimmy Butler, the former Sixer, makes it hurt inside.
Is that Jason Jackson with the call on the Heat Radio Network? J-Jax, I think. Making it hurt. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards, they do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything. Everything you've earned doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants all doubled. You can check out for yourself at discover.com/match. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. We're waiting to get word on the severity of LeBron James's foot injury, and I've watched the replay a couple of times, and he said that he came down on somebody's foot, but I don't think that happened. It's kind of a strange... I don't know if his foot got stuck, or... I'm not sure, but it looked a little different than he stepped on somebody and maybe is going to have a high ankle sprain. But the report is right now feared he could miss a couple of weeks. But you got to win. I mean, you got to win a majority of your games to be able to, stay in the picture here. Because I do like this team. I like the energy and not great shooters, but there's an energy here. It almost felt like they were, stuck in neutral. There was a malaise. Are you going to do anything at the trade deadline? Okay, they didn't land the big names that you thought. I think they got out from underneath Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook. And now you bring in guys who, want to prove themselves. They're on a big stage with the Lakers. But if LeBron's out for 2 weeks trying to hold on for dear life, that is going to be a tall task. Yeah, Paulie.
I went back and looked at the replay of LeBron's foot injury. I think you're right. I don't think he rolled it off someone else's foot. It more looked like he was landing awkwardly on an awkward little runner, and it bent outwardly. He was just in a weird position.
He doesn't wear high tops. Now, everybody gets their ankles taped, but, it looked weird. It's not one of those, I'm watching LaMelo Ball broke his ankle. And, even looking at that, it didn't look like he stepped on somebody's foot. He just landed in a weird way, a weird position. And he's done for the rest of the season. All right, let's get some phone calls in here. Chad in Chicago leads us off. Hi, Chad. What's on your mind today?
Hey. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Danettes. I don't want to be like your Green Day caller that told you to stick to your lane. Mm. I think you guys missed an opportunity coming out of the first break when Marvin playing George Clinton and the P-Funk Band and started talking about that line of bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. There was an album about 30 years ago, you guys might have heard of it, called Doggy Style by one Snoop Dio Double G Jr. III. And he's got a track on there called What's My Name? And if you've got the media rights to that and play it, it's the exact same sample of George Clinton with the exact same line.
Oh, I'm going to guess Snoop got that approved. Or who is the big executive?
Dr. Dre?
No.
Jimmy Iovine?
No, the guy went to prison.
Suge Knight.
Yeah, Suge Knight. Oh. Yeah, Suge might have said, we're going to use that.
Yeah. Right, George?
Yeah, right?
Right, George?
Yeah. Sort of like, Vanilla Ice, you know? We're going to take the royalties, aren't we? Yeah, yes, you are. Can you take me up off the balcony here?
All brought their cups, but they ain't chipped in.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
If you go back to that song by Snoop Dogg, Who I Am, What's My Name, on the credits, George Clinton gets a writing credit.
Okay.
He was absolutely paid for it.
All righty.
Mission accomplished.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-a. Good song.
Chase the Cat.
Yeah, that's still my favorite. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Dan. It's great to have you guys back. Great show yesterday. I really enjoyed all the guests that you had. Excellent job booking, Todd.
Mm.
Just like you guys were back. Hey, I thought the Lakers were back too. Now, who knows? We're not getting there. I was hoping for that 3-6 Kings versus Lakers playoff battle. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. But, Dan, I do agree with you about the Bears and the number one pick to reset the rookie contract clock with Bryce Young and trade Justin Fields. I just don't want him to go to Carolina. I don't want Justin Fields in there. We went down that road with Cam Newton. I do want Derek Carr. I think he's a perfect fit for the team, perfect fit for the area, and perfect fit for Frank Reich. So anyways, on that note, real quick, I do have a question, but here's a little tidbit for you. There is not an active NBA player that has ever faced the Sacramento Kings in the playoffs. My question was this. Did you catch any of the XFL, and does the XFL even matter to you?
I will watch when I know that they are rolling out a new invention, a new gimmick. Because what the XFL is sort of a testing ground, that they're going to be trying a lot of different things. And I think in a couple of years, the NFL will adopt the XFL as their G League. That's their developmental league, and you'll probably have two NFL teams, and they'll have one team in the XFL that develops players. And I can't imagine the XFL is going to expand to 30 teams, but it might be if you have half, and then two teams in the NFL will have one team in the XFL. And you develop players, but also camera angles, what they're doing with helmets, what they're going to do with the football, all these different things that you can try out. Experimental, basically. Yeah, Paul.
The bad news for you, your Orlando Guardians are 0-2 already on the season XFL.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
They are doing some things. People like the kickoff. They're doing this weird kickoff thing where it's almost like a little squibby kick and guys are close to each other for the kickoff for the XFL.
And, when I was we watched the playoffs, watched the Super Bowl, the quarterback sneak with the Eagles, and then I was told by somebody with the NFL, we're going to look at that. And I go, okay. I said, can I say that on the show? Yes, you can. We're going to look at that. And I go, okay. And then that's when I think it was the next day. I said, competition committee is going to look at this and probably outlaw it in the NFL. Yes, Todd.
But don't they try too hard with the gimmick sometimes? Like at halftime, hi, it's Johnny again. I'm here with Sam Burns in the shower, and he's ready to go out there in the second half. What do you need to do better in the second half? I don't know if we need to see that close in the locker room there.
Hmm. Wait. What are you doing today?
No.
How do you think your first hour
went? Great.
Okay.
Not great.
All right. Got a rally.
Got 2 hours.
Todd, every day's Super Bowl.
It is.
Every day. Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, in a little while, and Jalen Rose from the Mothership stopping by. One more item as we close out hour one, our friends from TireRack.com. You get sort of that small town feel with them. They've been crushing it for over 40 years, but they're there with the knowledge, the experience, the passion. It's just friendly. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. They have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a couple of questions. Get a personalized tire recommendation in about 2 minutes. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. Now, ship fast and free. They have over 10,000 recommended installers. Or, in some areas, you can skip the waiting room. They offer mobile tire installation. So the Tire Rack technician brings the tires to your home or office, installs them on site. The ultimate convenience, a game changer or a tire changer. TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com. They've been doing it for over 40 years. They're here to help you. TireRack.com. That's the way tire buying should be. And tell them we sent you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.